you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Join us for the 4th annual Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. Over 2,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibit created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved for $45, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they've left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call 334-301-0336. This art exhibit runs now through Wednesday, May 31st.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Hello.
Consumer confidence fell in May, the Conference Board reporting. Its consumer confidence index fell to 102.3 in May from 103.7 in April. The suspect in the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue massacre has gone on trial before a jury that could decide whether he will face the death penalty in the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack. The federal trial of Robert Bowers comes 4.5 years after the shooting deaths of 11 worshipers from 3 congregations meeting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is in custody at a Texas prison. She's beginning an 11-year sentence for blood testing scam. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow was down 50, the Nasdaq gained 41, and the S&P up fractionally. This is SRN News.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
All right, we are exploring the idiocracy with our friend David Blackman from Texas, and our next stop is Disneyland. Bippity Boppity Boutique, and somebody who's supposed to be a fairy godmother.
So my name's Nick. I'm one of Fairy Godmothers of Princesses. I'm here to shop you around and make all your selections for the day.
That was Nick. Now, he is wearing a fairy godmother-esque dress, and I'm not sure what look he was going for, but the mustache really ruins it.
Yeah.
I mean,
is he at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
the place where small little girls go to have their faces made up.
That's what every little kid needs to see is their norm of a man in a shirt and khakis to a man in a blue dress with a mustache. And yeah, and he's with a girl that has to be under five.
I can't believe parents would let their daughters go with him.
Yeah, you know what? That's where it really needs to start. And you wonder what the hell they're thinking.
Yeah, the parents are one of the biggest parts of the problem, frankly. There is a subset of parents in this country that have been completely brainwashed by all this. And they're obsessed with showing their wokeness and involving their children in it. And it's a form of child abuse that is really destructive for these kids' lives, unfortunately.
You know, I may write this into a magazine column one of these days. You know, I grew up in the era of you learn most of what you learn about the birds and the bees from your friends. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I knew I liked girls. That Sue Vanna taught me that in second grade. I never had a doubt about that. And all these years later, I am no better with women than I was then. But at least I knew. And I why are they plaguing little kids? What is their obsession with plaguing little kids in their wonder years, so to speak, to buy into this sexual confusion? I'm not sure if I'm a boy or a girl. Who was the Twilight star that who has a 7-year-old kid? She's already determined that the girl's non-binary and is transgender and all this other stuff. That child should be removed from that woman. Can't recall the name, but you can find it quickly enough if you look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to forget the actress's name. She's, so help me, Todd, Marcia Gay Harden, who's a famous actress from Texas, I'm sad to say, was doing an interview the other night and talking about how she's got 3 kids and, you know, she's got a daughter who thinks she's a boy and a son who thinks he's a girl and another daughter who's just confused. And she was just so proud of that. What a parent she must be.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's going to land her a better role in the next movie? What a...
I don't know. I mean, God, it's like just sitting there saying, I'm a horrible parent and I've screwed up my children.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so damage give me points. Another job. Yeah.
Just unreal, man. Just absolutely unreal. So that was Nick there, the fairy godmother at Disneyland. Now, I saw, and I posted it, during the week, I think their attendance is hurting, and they're advertising theme park prices far lower than what they were. They had to close that Star Wars thing that they spent I don't know how many millions of dollars to create. Nobody was going there. I think by the time we finish with David today, he'll be in a different demographic. Because he's been so patient and waiting.
Well, that's another thing I'm angry at Disney about, by the way.
Sure.
Screwing up Star Wars, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. They have completely destroyed, ruined that franchise for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, for many people. And it's like, anyway, I don't know. I'm just angry at Disney at the management of Disney for destroying, you know, for abusing the public trust. They had the public's trust as a company that produced decent entertainment for children, and they abused that and destroyed it. And now they're just something else. They're just something else than what Walt Disney intended them to be.
Yeah. They've made me wonder if Spin and Marty were gay. I mean, come on, Disney.
Well, they find out they weren't.
They spent a lot of time at the rodeo. I mean, I have no idea. And I'm just putting that out there as what's really been going on there all these years. And I don't think Walt Disney would be down with this one iota. Or am I wrong about that?
Let's hope not.
Honestly.
All right. We'll be back with David in just a moment. Our thanks to Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I am pleased to tell you, now you know we had a new system put in last September. We are $349 a month below our electric bills a year ago.
Wow.
$349. That, you talk about things that pay for yourself. Well, if it's at $10 a month, that takes forever to pay back the investment. At this rate, this is absolutely incredible. And the system we got from them works so much faster. Even the air smells fresher. And it's got a digital thermostat, easy to work with, set it, and you get an immediate result. The old system took a while before you started to feel whatever change you were looking for. If you're looking for a new system for your home, talk to Clark's at 277-2125. Otherwise, if your system isn't old but needs service, partner up with them. Because if something breaks, a Clark's Club membership guarantees you priority service 24/7, 365. Same thing for plumbing. And their plumbers are incredibly talented. The people that work for Clark's, you'll want to serve them refreshments in your home because they're that nice. And I'm not exaggerating. I've had that said to me by others. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. All right, we're going to head back to the traffic dungeon, get the latest on that fire, Rich's forecast, and then back with David Blackman right after it's 4:12.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, currently we've got a disabled vehicle on the ramp from I-85 northbound up to Taylor. It is in the leftmost lane near the top of the ramp. Please watch out for boots on the ground around that vehicle. Some folks are walking around it. 100 block of North Burbank, they're still on the scene of a car versus a phone pole, and the phone pole won, by the way. And off Zelda Road at Malone. Malone should be right in front of First Watch. Been some traffic problems there due to a house fire on Malone. Please watch out for emergency vehicles entering and leaving there, and getting into the neighborhood may be a little strange right now while they're working on that house fire. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family owned, family driven.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media posts that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Did you know that over 12 times a day, someone in Autauga County calls 911 to report a medical or fire emergency? Volunteer first responders are saving lives and property, and you can be part of their team.
Volunteering as a first responder is really about making a difference where it's needed most, and Autauga County needs you now more than ever. Are you ready to answer the call?
To begin your journey, you can find any of the agencies of the Autauga County Firefighters Association on Facebook or visit makemeafirefighter.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are swinging into more and more of a summertime pattern. Tonight will be dry, but comfortable. Actually, close to normal for this time of the year with the overnight low 67. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a few hit-or-miss pop-up storms somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours. Thursday and Friday, the first 2 days of June, more scattered hit-or-miss storms with highs in the mid to upper 80s and not much change on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family-owned, family-driven.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Stay tuned for Dodger Baseball.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, no bits, no silliness. We're back with David Blackman on as we continue our venture through the Idiocracy. And we had a call. See, this is an unusual talk show, David, because everybody's afraid of me. They think they're going to say the one thing that's going to set me off, and I'm going to have a meltdown, and that's not true. I'm one of the nicest people I know. But what, and I'm serious, in all seriousness, what the is going on in Texas with Ken Paxton? I do not understand this. Can you make it clear for us?
Well, this is a tough one for me.
I thought he was one of the good guys. That's why I'm...
Well, he's performed well in office, let's put it that way. Okay. In his private life, there's been a lot going on, a lot of allegations about corruption in his private life, in his business life. And, you know, I mean, the House Ethics Committee, which is chaired by a Republican, a conservative Republican from just right next door to me named Charlie Guerin, who's been in the House for a long, long time. Believed it had discovered enough evidence to warrant the Attorney General's impeachment. And 121 of 150 members of the House of Representatives, and there's 80 Republicans in the House and about 70 Democrats, so a clear majority of Republicans in the House, most of whom are good, well-intentioned people, voted to impeach the Attorney General, who I admit has performed very well in office and has been a real thorn in the side for the Biden administration. Now, what I will say about this from a political standpoint is that you would never see a Democrat House in any state in America or the Democrat Congress vote to impeach, summon the will to impeach a statewide Democrat office holder, because Democrats don't believe in ethics anymore.
No,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's a very sad aspect of where we are as a society today. But you will see Republicans doing this to themselves. From a political standpoint, this is very destructive to the Republican Party in Texas. I think the timing of it's very suspect, frankly. These allegations have been swirling around the Attorney General for a long, long time. And to choose this particular moment in time on the last day of a legislative session to do it is really strange to me. I'm not sure. I've asked people, you know, I still have contacts down in Austin, and they don't understand it either. And so, you know, but it is what it is. The Senate's going to have a trial starting soon. I think this week, later this week.
Wow.
And the last time this was done was in 1919 when Paul Ferguson, our sitting governor, was impeached and removed from office, and his wife, Ma Ferguson, took over and became our first female governor of Texas.
So, wow. How long ago was that?
A pretty rare thing. That was 1919 when that happened.
Wow.
And Ma Ferguson was a tough old broad, let me tell you. She was tough. She did. She served well in office. And but anyway, so this is over a century since this happened in Texas. And I just, you know, I'm not going to make any judgments on the Attorney General's guilt or innocence, but I will say that, you know, this isn't a bunch of Democrats doing it to a Republican. This is Republicans doing it to themselves.
The old circular firing squad for which they are so well known.
Yep.
Hey, during the most recent break, a story comes out. This is on FaithWire. Quote, we need to act fast. Disney Plus greenlights new show about girl falling in love with guess who?
Could it be Sam?
Yes. Wow. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's they're just not even trying to pretend anymore.
They're hell-bent for destruction.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
I mean,
the
it's
truth.
Just, yeah, they are. And but you're right. I mean, they're not trying to pretend anymore, not trying to hide it anymore. And that's pretty epidemic across our whole society. You know, I don't know what else to say, but they feel like they're winning, and they feel like they have the momentum, and they just keep doubling down on all of this every time there's criticism and pushback. And, you know, until we have an election that convinces them there's some political price to be paid for it, they'll just continue doubling down and moving further and further into perversion.
And since we're talking legislatures, we'll switch to the one in D.C. now. What's your take on the debt ceiling deal? I've heard so many different spiels on it. I'm not sure what to believe.
Well, it's not ideal, that's for sure. It's you know, it's something. They did get, despite the White House propaganda that they didn't make any concessions, they clearly made a lot of concessions. And yeah, the government would continue to grow, but it's going to grow about $3 trillion less over the next 3 years than Biden wanted it to.
Wow.
So that's a significant amount of money, but, you know, I mean, we're still going to be running a $1 trillion deficit. And
is that jackass still going to get his 87,000 IRS agents?
Well, he's agreed to a $10 billion out of $80 billion cut in the increase, right?
Wow.
So that to me is the least acceptable part of it all.
Yes. Because we know they're going to be abused. They're going to be used to abuse us.
Oh, yeah. It's just they'll all be targeting conservative, whoever Biden considers to be an enemy of the administration. That's who they're going to be targeting. And we all know it. I mean, and that's another thing nobody's trying to hide anymore, is the scofflaws at the FBI are no longer trying to hide the fact that they are the Praetorian Guard for the Biden administration. And, you know, it's no longer any sort of law enforcement agency. It's a criminal activity.
Criminal enterprise.
And you know, just as we were on that last break, Christopher Wray notified the House Oversight Committee that the FBI would not be providing any documents that the committee has subpoenaed. Related to the Biden crime family activity.
Oh,
so, I mean, FBI is just a cover-up organization for the Biden family. That's what the FBI is.
They impeached Trump for not doing a Windsor knot properly in his necktie or some other...
Yeah.
So they're just going to defy Congress.
Yeah, and Congress has no means of enforcement. I mean, you know, it's the legislative branch. It's not the executive branch. And the Department of Justice would have to take some kind of enforcement action. You know, Merrick Garland is another guy who's not even trying to hide his corruption.
What a sleazebag.
So, you know, this we're... I can't remember who it was. Victor Davis Hanson over the weekend was talking about the fact that he's thinking, you know, we might already be living in a Marxist totalitarian state, and we just haven't realized it yet, and won't realize it until after the next election is stolen and fixed.
Yeah.
Because to maintain it, when you have a political entity like the Democratic Party, which believes that the ends justify the means, that its goals are just beyond any argument and any opposition, they are, quote, right, and they're willing to maintain political power by any means necessary, that means the elimination of free and fair elections. And by de facto, that's what it means.
I was just looking at videotape. I don't know if you've seen it, but some of the shenanigans they caught on camera in Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Reprogramming the ballot machines. Yeah.
I mean,
all that today. Yeah.
And we already saw what happened in Atlanta. Well, the toilets clogged. Everybody go home. And then they were pulling suitcases off. And nowhere was there a
filled with ballots coming in.
Nowhere was there a judge with the cojones big enough to say this does not look right.
And the judge wouldn't even allow that video that Carrie Lake was sending around today, wouldn't even allow it to be introduced in court.
Oh, God. Hey, man. You know what? I think they're scared. I really think that a lot of these decisions might go a different way, but I think these judges are made aware, your life could get uncomfortable if you don't give us the ruling we want. Because it's like the mafia is running the FBI. I'm so old, I remember when the FBI used to catch the mafia. And now...
Well, but let's all remember, too, that the FBI has a long and sordid tradition of that.
Yeah.
J. Edgar Hoover kept thousands and thousands of files on individuals that he blackmailed. I mean, you know, as soon as John F. Kennedy took office,
yeah,
he made it clear what he had on him and how it was going to go. Same thing with Lyndon Johnson, same thing with Nixon. I mean, you know, so the FBI has been a criminal organization at the upper echelons of the FBI really since the organization was created in the 1920s. And CIA has too.
A story we've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and every time we talk, the sales of Bud Light are getting lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Leon's getting larger.
Yeah. Leon is never stops growing, but they're down over 30%.
Yeah, and it's going to keep getting worse. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, too, you know, because so many of the sales that have been happening so far are long-term contracts, you know, you know, multiple month-long contracts of bulk buying by distributors. And as distributors become unable to distribute the beer out of their warehouses, they're going to want to cut back on those deliveries, right? It's all going to go back up the chain. The distributors are the ones that are getting hit worse right now, but that's all fixing to head back up the chain, and that 30% number is going to get worse and worse and worse. It's inevitable because the supply chain is stopped now. And because the supply chain ends at the people willing to buy the damn beer in a bar or a convenience store. And that's not happening. And so it's all going to work its way back up, and those sales numbers inevitably are going to get much, much worse.
By the way, they're having a gay pride parade in Cincinnati. And guess who's one of the big sponsors? With a nice rainbow.
Anheuser-Busch, let me guess.
Actually, Bud Light, specifically Bud Light.
Wow.
Well, okay. Cool.
That was probably something that Annie Shiny Heine signed off on before she went on her leave of absence.
Yeah. And so the question's going to become, what do they fear most? at Anheuser-Busch. Going bankrupt or retaliation from the HRC?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to come down to. And what we're seeing so far is they're more frightened of the HRC than they are of their losing their customers.
Actions speak volumes. By the way, yeah, Republicans to hold. Let me give this the proper effect. Republicans to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Remember, they held Loretta Lynch in contempt. No, it wasn't Lynch. It was
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Holder in contempt.
Yeah,
but what were the repercussions on Eric Holder?
Nothing. Except, I think he... Well, this is racist, you know, of course, because everything to him is racist.
Yeah. Well, it's all they have. I mean, I don't blame them for doing it. It's the only tool they have at their disposal. But... Yeah, you know, it used to be different because if you remember, Congress used to have a special prosecutor statute.
Right.
Congress could appoint a special prosecutor. And that was repealed, 20 years ago now?
Oh, yeah.
2004, I think. So they don't even have that tool.
David, the time just goes by too quickly. We're at 4:32. But thank you, as always, for a chunk of your day. And once again, we will put the podcast from this conversation.
Love the podcast. My readers love them.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that.
I am getting, I guess I'm pretty sure they're from your following. I am getting like dozens of new followers almost every day.
Good. So, excellent.
Yeah, I feel
excellent.
It's making me feel special because my entire self-esteem hangs on the number of followers I have.
Oh, me too. Me too. Absolutely.
Well, David, give your blog address so people can listen, subscribe, and support.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com, and my energy blog is blackman.substack.com.
Oh, and what was the article today? 150 ways?
Yeah, 150 ways Biden's destroying our domestic energy industry. That was from the Institute of Energy Resource. Institute of Energy Research. Just Google IER, and it's a great organization. Puts out so much fantastic information about energy. Really fantastic people.
These are the kinds of things you can get from the man with the 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Texas. And his people and my people are talking, so we can turn this into a video thing.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Because we're both so hot, so good-looking. Oh.
I'll have to wear pancake makeup, though.
You know, we can't deprive America of all that beauty. David, thank you so much, my friend.
All right. Y'all have a great week.
You too. David Blackman. And again, subscribe. You will be a wiser person for receiving his blogs and his energy emails and newsletters. They're all good. They're all well worth your time. All right. I got to put the John Cleese thing up. Yeah, they want The Life of Brian. They want John Cleese to take the transgender scene out. I'm going to play it at the end of this break, just so you understand what they're trying to do. All right, let's pay a visit to Jack Ingram. Big Memorial Weekend there, and we will visit 508 new used certified pre-owned vehicles and great brands like Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, and Volvo. And I think today, let's visit the Porsche store and see what the inventory there is. All right. Pardon me one second, folks. I've been working with them for a long time, and I keep hitting the wrong icon. All right. They have 9 in stock. And you can enjoy the average new car price is just under $800. You can get yourself a 2019 Porsche Macan base, a car that's the one I test drove with LJ over there to have my first Porsche experience. And it's amazing. And that one with the online deal, there are only 35,000 miles on that machine, by the way, $771 a month. Now, if you want to dream big, they got the 2021 Porsche 911 Turbo S. Take a look on it. You know, dream big, friends. I mean, life is short. In fact, they have several. 2019, a couple of 20s. One's black, one's gray. Actually, silver. And they have a 2020 Porsche Panamera GTS. Only 22,000 miles on that. That car has been babied over at Jack Ingram Porsche. And, by the way, luxury is at your fingertips, even in the signature used. I know there's a Lexus in there. And, in fact, it's an RX 350. And it is a vehicle that I personally drove. Not that specific one, but the lines on it, I think, look much better. That model year looked much better than the ones today. Just an opinion. But you can find that in the signature use. So, all kinds of luxury, all kinds of practical solutions, and used cars you can depend on because they're thoroughly vetted. Visit Jack Ingram on the Boulevard or jackingram.com. Please tell Tip Tames and his incredible team you heard about him here as we hit the traffic dungeon at 4:36.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, currently we've got a disabled vehicle on the ramp from I-85 northbound up to Taylor. It is in the leftmost lane near the top of the ramp. Please watch out for boots on the ground around that vehicle. Some folks are walking around it. 100 block of North Burbank, you're still on the scene of a car versus a phone pole, and the phone pole won, by the way. And off Zelda Road at Malone, Malone should be right in front of First Watch. Been some traffic problems there due to a house fire on Malone. Please watch out for emergency vehicles entering and leaving there, and getting into the neighborhood may be a little strange right now while they're working on that house fire. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
4:37 and Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been meaning to ask you a question for a long time. I know you can relate to this since you live in Arrowhead. What is the deal with the Atlanta Highway when you get out around the mall area on out to Arrowhead? The road is so bumpy, especially in the left lane, and those can't be designed speed bumps on a regular highway, right?
No. On Atlanta Highway, would that be east of Arrowhead?
Well, it'd be going toward Arrowhead, and it may be that way coming back too. I'm not sure, but I know just going on out the highway a good ways, it's that way. If you get in the far right lane to turn by UM, that lane's fine, but those other two lanes,
there's no reason why that highway should be in that kind of condition. Who is the guy that we know is the city representative out that way? His name escapes me at the moment. Long Street, some.
Is it Eddie something?
We're going to get the name of the guy that represents that area, and I would reach out to him directly because he seems.
Yeah, and I didn't know if it was a state issue or a.
Well, you know, here's the thing: issue. Atlanta Highway is. Is that a state highway or federal? It used to be.
Yeah.
Who knows who's responsible for it, but we'll find out. And somebody that does know will call and tell us if we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been this way a long time. They either need to fix it or everybody needs to file a class action on it. It's tearing your front end and your tires up.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good.
Hey, right. I appreciate it, Greg.
Sure, we'll see what we can learn.
Thanks.
And you would think, since Atlanta Highway is the yellow brick road that leads to the gold of East Chase and all the shopping, the city would be concerned with making sure drivers can get there without leaving their wheels. I should talk to Mrs. Ritterbottle because she takes that route frequently. See if she's noticed it. You know, it's kind of odd. I don't know how the city makes decisions. Now, I ride my bike all over Arrowhead. I did about 30 miles this weekend. And there are parts of Arrowhead where it's like riding on glass. And there are parts of Arrowhead where those streets desperately just need a surface. It's like, it's just jarring. It's not just bumpy, it's jarring. You have some cul-de-sacs. In fact, they did get around to fixing the worst one. can't remember the name of it, but there's still a whole bunch of places in Arrowhead that could use some fresh asphalt. A lot of nice tax-paying folks there. If anybody in the mayor's office is listening, now watch, they'll deliver. I probably did a terrible thing. I should have said nothing, because now, because it's me, they'll do absolutely nothing about it. That's kind of the way it always works. Rich's forecast is coming up.
1819 News.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says the media is misconstruing his recent comments on inner city schools. Tuberville made the comments on a podcast by Donald Trump Jr. called Triggered.
The COVID really brought it out about how bad our schools are,
yeah,
and how bad our teachers are in the inner city. Most of them in inner city, I don't know how they got degrees, to be honest with you. I don't know whether they can read and write.
The Alabama Education Association, as well as media outlets, have issued criticism against Tuberville on those comments. However, Tuberville's Deputy Press Secretary Hannah Edens says Tuberville's comments were also backed up by referencing a recent testing of inner-city schools in Baltimore, Maryland.
We're teaching social justice, diversity. We don't teach math. What, 28 schools in Baltimore a few months ago, zero proficiency in math in any graduate.
For a full context of this conversation, the Triggered podcast can be found on the Rumble platform. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls his people to care for vulnerable children in his name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
One man is dead in Birmingham after a shooting occurred on Monday night. Police say that roughly 90 rounds were fired within a minute of time along 9th Avenue North. This indicated a shootout was occurring between at least two parties. It's not clear if the victim was part of the shootout or an innocent bystander. No arrests have been made, and Birmingham police are asking for any witnesses to come forward with their account. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are swinging into more and more of a summertime pattern. Tonight will be dry, but comfortable. Actually, close to normal for this time of the year with the overnight low 67. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 80s, a little bit more humidity, good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a few hit-or-miss pop-up storms somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours. Thursday and Friday, the first 2 days of June, more scattered hit-or-miss storms with highs in the mid to upper 80s and not much change on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Something we touched on while speaking with David Blackman, by the way, 446, was the attempt by John Cleese, who you know from Monty Python, one of the great comedic stalwarts of all time, that a stage production of Life of Brian. Well, there's a scene that made the rounds when all of this transgender stuff erupted like a volcano, and it's everywhere. And this particular clip here from the movie went viral because so many people thought, wow, they predicted the future 50 years ago.
Tuscany Fried Man.
I do feel, Reg, that any anti-imperialist group like ours must reflect such a divergence of interest within its power base.
Agreed. Francis? Yeah, I think Judith's point of view is very valid, Reg, provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man
or woman
to rid himself
or herself.
Agreed.
Thank you, brother.
Or sister. Where was I?
It's Michael Palin.
I think you finished. Oh, right. Furthermore, it is the birthright of every man
or woman.
Why don't you shut up about women, Stone? You're putting us off.
Women have a perfect right to play a part in our movement, Reg.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies!
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother.
Sister. Sorry?
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies? It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
All right, now, according to John Cleese, he says, this is surprising. There were absolutely top-class Broadway performers, and they were adamant we would not get away with doing the scene in New York City. That's like saying, well, you wouldn't get away with this in Berlin. Because it is. I asked them, are Python fans not going to come because we're doing a scene they've been laughing at for 40 years? That scene there. And there was a story, and I wouldn't be surprised in the least, it was just one of those inadvertent leaks that said they were going to remove that scene from the stage production of Life of Brian. And Cleese came out with a recent example of this misreporting. A few days ago, I spoke to an audience outside London. I told them I was adapting The Life of Brian so that we could do a stage show, not a musical. So we've been doing a table reading of the latest draft in New York City a year ago. He has no intention in his own words, no intention of taking that scene out of something that's been around for so long. You know, this creeping sexual fascism has made it everywhere. There's scarcely a movie you can watch on Turner Classics that doesn't have to come with some explanatory preamble. And I'm telling you, the day is close when they're just going to not show movies like Gone with the Wind. It's just too much trouble to explain. Well, you're promoting slavery. Really? Is that what that is? Because my read on that movie is, and you may object to the character Mammy, but that's the name in the best-selling book, that's the name of the movie. But to me, she's the most important character. Mm-hmm. Because there's one person in Gone with the Wind that everybody wants to be respected by. All these crazy white people in Gone with the Wind, all those characters, there's one person whose respect matters to them, and it's her. Hattie McDaniel deservedly won an Academy Award for that performance. If you can't choke up and feel a tear when you're watching her, I mean, it's a period piece. But she's the strongest character in the movie. And she's not afraid to call out Scarlett or anybody else in their crap. That's how you gotta love it. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Mr. Greg. How's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, did you get the Soldier's Prayer sent to you?
The what?
Did you get the song, the Soldier's Prayer, I sent to you? My Soldier's Prayer?
No, I did not. Where? How did you send it? AOL?
I sent it, Greg Vidal, AOL.com.
All right, and did you put a Soldier's Prayer in the title, in the subject?
That was just a video. It was a video, the copy of the video that we made when we opened for Percy Sledge in LaGrange, Georgia.
I am looking for it. Well, there's nothing with those words anywhere in my email.
It'll say it's going to be off of YouTube, so we had uploaded it. Dale had uploaded it to the Stroking Dixie website.
When did you send it, Jeff?
What was the last day I talked to Greg?
Friday.
Probably Friday.
No, I didn't get it. And by the way, AOL also breaks down your email day by day. I still want to listen to it, and I'd still love to play it. But now I have to preview everything because something I got last week, I played, and it had an F-bomb in it, and I'm not going to take that chance.
You can pull it up on YouTube. It's my
I know that, but
prayer.
I can't do it on the air. I cannot do it.
Okay,
you understand?
Well, I understand. I'm just saying that's how you'd pull it up.
Because the last time I was reassured about something, an F-bomb came out, and I'm not.
Well,
I can't afford to lose the job, man. I'm not going to do it for any song. Even that one.
Oh, I understand that.
So, I have made a note.
You want me to try sending it again?
Sure.
Okay.
Send it again, and maybe I can take it in another studio and preview it off the air. And if I can, maybe I can close the show with it tonight. But you must act quickly.
Okay, well, I'll see you about when I get home. I'll go ahead and send it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, that was quite the moment last week. Oh, somebody we forgot to check in on, you know, and this particular Memorial Weekend was very nice. Great combination of relaxing, bike riding, great food, good movie. Watched Churchill, Darkest Hour yesterday. It's about the fourth or fifth time I've seen it. It's such a great movie, and all of that, all of the Darkest Hour took place at the very end of May, literally on the very day we were watching it. And today, of course, the left is trying to demonize Churchill. Well, he was a racist and a colonialist and anything. You read anybody with a brain, Churchill saved Europe from perpetual Nazi tyranny. He was the one that stood up. He was the one. There's a scene in the movie, and it's based on fact, not fantasy, not left-wing fantasy, where the king, who really, did not want Churchill to be prime minister, but ultimately came to the realization that the only leader that Adolf Hitler was afraid of was him. And the king eventually told his buddy, Lord Holyfax, to get lost. This is the man that can stand up and scare Adolf Hitler. That's the guy we need right now. But are we teaching meaningful history in the schools?
No.
You're probably being taught that, Churchill was a horrible person or human being or whatever.
Greg, did you ever watch Mrs. Miniver?
Yes, many times.
It was a very good movie. I realized after I watched it a little ways that I had seen it before, but I didn't remember most of it, but it was very...
Greer Garson's amazing in that movie.
And, she's gorgeous.
Miniver, now this again, you got to be able to enjoy a black and white movie.
Yeah.
And it's about a family in England that, and in this story of the early years in World War II, where Britain was still standing alone, they incorporate Dunkirk into that movie. Mm-hmm. Because Mr. Miniver was one of the people with a boat long enough to go over and pick up soldiers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the most incredible stories. And this is where the left, and you see it in Halifax, they had a garrison of soldiers near Calais, 4,000. Churchill had to order them to attack to the west to keep the Nazis away from the beaches of Dunkirk while this boat flotilla of mostly civilians came in and picked up 340,000. But what do they yell at Churchill about? They're sacrificing 4,000 men. Yeah. To save 340,000.
Yeah.
And by the way, the initial estimates, once the British Army was beached at Dunkirk and had nowhere to go, they thought they would maybe if they were lucky, rescue 10% of that group. That's war. That is a terrible thing that group had to literally throw their lives on the line, and many of them did lose their lives to protect, literally the rest of the entire British Army, get it off the coast of France, back home, and get them ready for D-Day. But gosh, and history, man, the best stories come from history. We will be doing an Eaton Bowl today. Yes. I'm not quite sure of our delivery method yet. Right now, let's get the Wall Street Business Report on, then we'll come right back.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street ended mixed as a long list of worries loom over the market, even if the most pressing crisis seems to be calming after Washington moved to avoid a default on its debt. The S&P 500 closed virtually unchanged, hovering near its highest level since August. The Dow fell 50 points, or 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite led the market with a 0.3% gain as excitement builds about artificial intelligence. The Dow was down 50 points to 33,042. The NASDAQ did gain 41 points to 13,017. The S&P 500 up fractionally to 4,205. New York oil fell $3.21 to $69.46 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
All right, coming up next hour, we're going to make somebody happy with Eaton Bowl for two, and we'll talk to Brant McDonald, get his take on market activity today. I think with the debt ceiling resolved, and is it really?